New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, it's Monday morning, brand new week, and lots happening in the state capitol. Joining us right now to talk about some of the things that the legislature may have before them and the Whitmer administration is Detroit News Capitol reporter Craig Mauger. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. This is going to be another interesting week in Lansing. Just getting word this morning of another press conference coming up with the governor this afternoon. She may or may not address the departure of Robert Gordon. This broke on Friday, right?
Yeah, this story broke on Friday. The Department of Health and Human Services director, the person who has basically been at the forefront of the state's response to COVID-19 since October, because he began being the individual in charge of issuing these epidemic orders requiring masks, closing indoor dining at restaurants. This is the person we're talking about. Robert Gordon stepped down or resigned on Friday, and really no one, we're now 48 hours later, we still don't have any rationale for exactly why this occurred.
So, yeah, back in October when the court essentially ruled that Governor Whitmer lacked the authority to continue having these emergency orders, she basically handed the baton to Robert Gordon and said, well, the health department can certainly do that if I can't. And he's caught a lot of heat in the months since, hasn't he?
Lots of heat from Republicans in the state legislature. They've called him before their oversight committees and thrown a lot of really difficult questions at him. He's had protesters show up at his home yelling things at night. He has children. He has had, like health officials in a lot of states, he's had a very difficult go of it the last couple of months. But, I mean, I think I talked to him on Tuesday of last week. He was still upbeat from my conversation with him, and he was still saying a lot of positive things about Michigan's response to COVID-19. So I was a bit surprised on Friday when this went down, and especially I was surprised with how it went down.
Yeah, it was a tweet, basically. He tweeted out, and I've got it right in front of me, today I'm resigning from the Whitmer administration. Didn't say he was resigning his job or from, you know, state government, but resigning from specifically the Whitmer administration. It's been an honor to serve alongside wonderful colleagues. I look forward to the next chapter. That's it.
Yeah, and then I think even more just mysteriously, Governor Whitmer's administration put out a press release soon after that announcing the new director of the health department, Elizabeth Hertel, and they only dedicated one line in a very lengthy press release to Robert Gordon. The line simply noted that he had resigned. This is extremely strange. Usually if an official leaves, even if it is for some negative reason, you know, the governor or whoever the politician is leading the agency will at least say, you know, thank you for your service. Thanks for all you've given the state. There was none of that in the initial press release. Later on, the governor did tweet something that essentially thanked Robert Gordon. So it was a very unusual day on Friday.
Very strange indeed. And of course, that question is not going to go away when the governor holds her press conference later this afternoon. We'll have live coverage of it here on WPHM. The legislature will get back to work, too. They were supposed to have last week, but I guess amid some of the safety and security concerns around the Capitol, they thought best maybe just to stay away for a few days, huh?
Yeah, basically law enforcement, I think, had recommended to them that they not have session last week with these potential threats, and now they're going to be back on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have the State of the State from Governor Whitmer, so it will be a very busy week in the legislature.
It's going to be a weird week, though, with the State of the State essentially being virtual. I mean, I don't know how she's going to make that different from her, you know, once or twice a week press conferences, essentially, and still, you know, you're not going to have that big gathering of people. I mean, it's, you know, sort of, you know, prom night or whatever you want to call it on that weeknight when she has you know the state of the state. It'll just be very different this year.
Yeah, it will be extremely different. It usually is a night where Everyone who works in state government, the Michigan members of the Michigan Supreme Court, the Senate, the House, all of the department heads gather in the House chamber, gather together, listen to the governor's plan. You get a lot of good insight about how the relationship is going to work between the legislature and governor, because you see how they respond to her various statements. I mean, it's just always a fascinating time. And then even more so after the speech is done, everyone goes up into a press area, and every official is usually available to take questions from the media. You know, it's going to look a lot different this year, being a virtual, essentially what we expect to be kind of just a video of the governor speaking. So yeah, it's going to be another extreme difference in 2021 compared to past years.
What do you expect to hear from the governor at her State of the State? What do you think some of the priorities are going to be that she's going to call on the legislature for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting one of the main topics of conversation to be this COVID relief package that she laid out last week. She has requested that the legislature appropriate more than $5 billion, a wide majority of it federal money that's passing through the state government, to various aspects of responding to COVID-19, vaccine distribution, testing. One of the big pieces of it, about $2 billion of it, is to get schools ready and to help schools going forward. You know, the governor has encouraged all schools in Michigan to at least offer public instruction by March 1st. That's not very long from now. I think that's going to be a kind of a roadmap for what she's going to talk about. And so far, the legislature's given no indication that they're going to go along with the governor's spending plan. And it's really, I think, going to be the first major test of this relationship between the legislature and the governor. How is the Republican-controlled legislature going to handle this request from the Democratic governor? How will those negotiations go? And that could really set the tone for the next 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Very interesting to see how that all comes out. Craig, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for your availability this morning. Appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.